Starwood is really fun, but there are certain types that you run into, and I'm sure almost everybody knows who I'm talking about. The people who are zenner than anybody. You run into these folks who go, well, I'm an expert Buddhist, and I'm the best Buddhist in the world, and I'm more egolesser than you are. I'm egolesser than thou. And I learn from the silence, you see. The silence can teach me, and that's why I just get my Zen balance and calm and everything from the silence, because it's silence is so golden. And they go on and on and on and on like that, and you realize, well, they must not think they have anything to learn from me, but they're trying to teach me something, which is, you know, don't just show up. Shut up every now and then. Don't follow my example, in other words. On the other hand, though, I'm kind of... What did Buddha say? Life is pain. Life is pain. You'll be pained and pain, Bob, until you get right with Bob. That's the only pain. But normally, at Starwood, I put down all my rival cults by reading from the Starbuck guide, the program guide, and just the titles of the courses are sometimes have a double meaning that nobody noticed, or they're inadvertently funny to a subgenius anyway. But I decided this time I'm not going to put down my rival superstitions. This time I'm going to put down my religion, which is science. Which actually is not, believe it or not, I don't really think it is a religion. But it does have its religion-like problems. Like, you know, you have to wait for the last guy that discovered something hot to die before you can get the new answer out there. And I got to admit, when they're telling me about astrophysics or that the DNA tests show that Neanderthals were human as the rest of us, I'm just taking their word for it. Just like, guys, I didn't do the math. I didn't measure how fast the speed of light is. What part of E equals MC squared don't you understand? As my friend Nenslow once put it. But science has struggled it trying to be a candle in the dark, and sometimes it made some pretty funny mistakes. Now, I've been reading this very educational historical novel by Neal Stephenson, Quicksilver. It's part one of a gigantic trilogy, and I got to a part that I've been wanting to share with people since X Day, but I can't do it with subgeniuses because they interrupt me. I'm going to do this really fast, though. This takes place in the late 1600s. And it's, I think, pretty accurate. I think this guy did a lot of research, or if he didn't, he sure fakes it well. This is a description of the rooms, what's in the rooms and attics and cellars of a building that the beginning Royal Society used as their first academy or museum or experimental lab in merry old England in the late 1600s. This character walks in and he finds things like jars containing the powder of the lungs and livers of vipers. Someone thought you could produce young vipers from it. Something called sympathetic powder that supposedly healed wounds through a voodoo-like process. Actually, they're still selling that on the internet, I think. Some experiments in progress, a number of pebbles contained in glass jars full of water, the necks of the jars just barely large enough to let the pebbles in. Later, they would see if the pebbles could be removed, and if not, it would prove that they had grown in the water. Among other things in the Royal Society's early stash, the Earl of Balcarres' heart, which he had thoughtfully donated to them, but not until he had died of natural causes. A box of stones that various people had coughed up out of their lungs, which the Royal Society was saving up to send as a present to the king. a box of baby vertebrae, which had been removed from a large abscess in the side of a woman who had a failed pregnancy 12 years earlier. Stored in jars of spirits of wine, various human fetuses, the head of a colt with a double eye in the center of its forehead, an eel from Japan. Tacked to the wall, the skin of a seven-legged, two-bodied, single-headed lamb. Decomposing in glass boxes, the Royal Society's viper collection, all dead of starvation. Some had their heads tied to their tails as part of some sort of Ouroboros experiment. More hairballs. The heart of an executed person, superficially no different than that of the Earl of Balcarres. A vial containing seeds that had supposedly been voided in the urine of a maid in Holland. A jar of blue pigment made from tincture of galls. A jar of green pigment made from Hungarian vitriol. And a sketch of one of the dwarves who supposedly inhabited the Canary Islands. So, in other words, the early struggle of people to even come up with the word science looked like something out of a sci-fi convention, which I really enjoy. Actually, Merchant's area along here reminds me of a sci-fi convention, only everybody really believes the sci-fi. Not like us sub-geniuses.